This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, why wouldn't I be there?
Bet? What would I be
bet
doing?
Me. Bet me.
I get up at 5:15, 5:20.
Then why do you get here at 9:30 every day?
Because I'm coming from SAC, you ass! That's 2 hours, sometimes three! And then I gotta deal with you when I come in here! Damn! You try it! 2 hours to come see you and deal with your crap! I should be in a mental ward! I'm sorry, Steiny. It was a long commute today, buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oldie but a goodie.
Hey, I played that Melvin sound. You kind of liked it, talking about my velo.
Yeah, we got to play that.
I sent it to Evan.
I think I have it here somewhere.
There's a special, special guest coming up around noon today.
What's going on? I'm not part of what's...
No, you're not.
Wow.
You're not in this one yet.
Okay. He is in this one, though. Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. And then
pitcher on the last.
Oh, good Lord. Error on E.
You want to take a minute?
One sec here.
Take a lap.
Stoney running off on him.
No, this one's on Melvin.
We did see Guru throw out the first pitch here on the last day. No one's asked me about that.
Well, I heard there was some gay. It looked like he threw some gas.
There was some velo involved in that. I think he may have missed the strike zone, but I know Mike Aldretti, who had to catch it, was not prepared for that kind of velocity. So you guys might have to do your cuff weights and so forth.
From Melvin!
You guys may have to do your what?
Cuff weights.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
What's that?
I'm trying to act like I knew what it is.
What's cuff weights?
Is it like
hand
something? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's why that's why our listeners
and
are
Nathan, my guys froze me out, and Dibs, you're a part of it. He brought it up. They didn't ask him. Yeah.
That, you know what?
Guru with the heat. I see estimated eyes.
And you know what?
Is that Fortenbaugh?
Yeah, my boy Joe. I was mad at him too. They were going to let him go without asking.
I will say that
I feel like
it's
I'm in
Guru
the
Appreciation Day, and there's nobody who appreciates kind words said about him than Darryl the Guru Johnson. So thank you, Bob Melvin. But why are you starting Verlander tonight?
What is that about? Evan, I couldn't believe it when I saw it, man.
Yeah, my biggest concern for the Bay Area is that Justin Verlander's Hall of Fame career is going to end with a zero-win season.
Toronto's no joke at Toronto. Why would Ray not go? Okay, where am
I going tomorrow?
Why not
give him
tonight?
An extra day.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, yet Guru wants Melvin fired.
He loves what he says about your velo.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to take some calls on the Warriors. Here's the bottom line.
Have you come around, though, that I think you're panicking on something that you shouldn't be?
No.
There's legitimacy to what you're saying.
I'm absolutely right. See, here's what happened, guys. This all goes back to the two timelines. They did this thing with the two timelines, and then right when they started it, they changed their philosophy. That's why the Warriors are going to be in bigger trouble after Steph leaves. Like, for example, I just made a list of some stuff.
All right.
Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Why did they play?
Because Kuminga and Moody weren't ready.
Why else?
Veterans.
Because you still thought you could win a title. So you sacrifice Kuminga and Moody's year for Lamb and Jerome. Now, that's okay. If I understood it, you're going for a title. Well, I didn't think it was that realistic. I thought the 2022 title was real fortunate, and I didn't think they could repeat it. Okay, fine. I think the Buddy Hield, getting Buddy Hield was a, you know, was an all-in now move. You know, Draymond and Poole, they kept Draymond and they lost Poole. And that was,
oh man,
that was for going for it now.
But
here's the last thing, and this is the reason, one of the big reasons they're in trouble. Because when was Wiseman drafted?
2020, I want to say one.
Okay. If they were still in anything for a title,
yeah.
They were on two timelines then. They were two timelines.
By choice.
What do you mean?
They made that happen. If they want to say it was two timelines or not, those were their choices.
That's right. And so that's the direction they went. And then what they did is they changed to all in now, but it was too late because when they had a chance to draft Wiseman, they could have gotten Miles Turner. No doubt about it. Miles Turner. Okay, well, why would you have gotten Miles Turner for Wiseman? If you want to go all in, back in 2020, it was still Steph Curry. You still thought they thought they were done winning titles. That's why they drafted Wiseman.
All right.
Okay, so now they draft Wiseman. He doesn't work out. But in the meantime,
Curry still got it.
In the meantime, they get off that and then do everything for right here and right now. So I think they got caught in the middle.
But they won a chip, you're forgetting, Stoney, in 2022 that nobody saw. Still to this day, might be the most random chip ever. So I think that constituted, oh my gosh.
They won the chip despite this two timeline thing.
Yeah.
They won because the three big boys played great. They had a hell of a sixth man in Poole. And even Otto Porter and Bielitsa were vet. Like, that's why they won it. They didn't win it because of Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
Well, I want to say something. All right.
So then they win it, and now they go, oh my God, we're not done winning. We got to do everything for Steph. So in 2022-23, instead of maybe let's see what Kuminga and Moody, let's let them grow, they didn't let them grow. But that's their own fault.
Who would argue that Anthony Lamb at that time?
What you've done the last 3 years is going,
all right,
and what you continue to do, I believe.
Well, now you're stuck because now you can't even get any measurable contributions from Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm not putting it all on his doorstep. But just think about what you said. I'm asking you because now I got my answer. Do you believe had Jerome and Lamb been Kuminga and Moody, they still wouldn't have won?
I don't think so. Well, actually, I don't know. They didn't play the champ.
But
was
that's
it the
what
champ?
Hold on. That's what stunned.
I'm not sure
growth.
Lamb and Jerome were in the championship year.
No, I'm just saying, as far as the season ending, you still wouldn't have got there because that was when you lost to the Lakers when they beat you after the pool punch. My point is, those minutes Lamb and Jerome should have been Moody and Kuminga from the jump.
Well, why?
Who are they to get in?
You're making my point.
Okay, right. So that's an error. But it's an error for then and then where we're at now. Where would Moody and Kuminga have been had they been going through their puberty then for Anthony who? That's all I'm saying like that. And you're saying it, but that's an error.
But you want everybody like.
I never was saying put in Lamb and Jerome.
No, but you were saying everything for a title. And when you say
everything get you a title.
That's right. And Kuminga and Moody would have made you a worse team that year. They had no experience. And all I'm saying is...
But that was a great time to get it to him, Stani.
Right! Right! And what I'm saying is, to this day, they continue to operate that way with Kuminga and with Moody. Mm. Let's go to JD in Oakland. What's up, JD?
Hey, man. I'm here for you guys, man.
Jay!
I wanted to call to stop the squabble. And first of all, Guru, I know it's Appreciation Guru Day, but listen, for you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have 4 or 5 Appreciation Days a month dealing with Steinmetz.
That's my man.
I got a link for my boy Guru. But listen, I'm going to tell you guys a couple things. First of all, listen to each other because you're saying the same thing. It's like me fighting with my wife. You guys are both saying the same things. Matt is correct that you're not going to be able to sell tomorrow about all the championships we got yesterday. You're not going to do that. We have created some Dallas Cowboy fans out of these Warrior fans, so they're not going to be like, oh, well, we did win 4 championships. Remember, we haven't won one in 3 years, and that looked like we're going to win one for the next 3 years. So at that point, they're going to bicker about not being a championship-quality team. However, we don't have to push the gas on the next 2 years because we may not win a championship, but we can get better than we are now. I hate to say it, but there may be an option at some point for Steph to chase one more championship somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Or for Draymond to chase one more championship somewhere else. And then we can get better with picks or with draft compensation. However, is Dunleavy going to be the guy that we put all our faith in to get us some good draft decisions? I mean, does he have it?
I don't know.
I mean,
wow.
You know, these are the things we got to look at. I mean, if we really want to pay homage to Steph, we may let him go somewhere for a year to see if he can get another championship. Does Detroit or somebody want to take Draymond so he can go home, so he can do something else? And then, you know, we can, because it's a business. At the very least, it's a business. And if we stay where we are, when those two leave and Butler leaves, the cover will be bare. And one another last thing, you guys haven't even talked about Steve Kerr. Is he going to be around after 2 years when they leave? Then, you know, we'll have money to get a free agent, but – you know, I'm sure they'd want to play for Steve and not somebody else who comes after that.
Mm, JD.
But that's my take. Guru, I just gave you a big, big man-sized air hug.
And I love you. Hey, Jay, I know you played high-level hoops. You're from the town. You've been around. And I mean this. And you're my therapist. Real quick here. And you probably know Draymond. I know he's a good dude off the court. But I got to say this. When that pool thing happened and the Warriors didn't discipline him, can't you just tell me through the phone that was wrong?
Well, you don't want to pick a side, and you understand in basketball those things happen, but the way Draymond did it, he was 100% wrong.
Okay.
You have to take that stance with him. You have to take that stance with him.
Thanks so much, JD. Appreciate
that,
it. Appreciate
all.
It.
We got
a guest. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Who do we got on the phone right now? Hello? Oh, my God.
Hey, it's 49er Frankie.
Oh, it's 49er Frankie.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Frankie.
What's going on?
Frankie.
Frankie, you must have heard it's Guru Appreciation Day.
Oh, man. My man.
Here it's Guru Appreciation Day. So, yeah, I'm down here at Disneyland, so I took a little short break here. Call in.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's not about you.
This is my guy.
We asked him about you.
Okay.
When did you and Goose start becoming friends, Frankie?
Oh, that goes back to the 80s, Broncos-Browns championship games.
I believe we started
that on in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the Browns side, unfortunately. I mean, I don't think Guru's won a bet since then. But
hey, wow.
So you guys played football against each other?
No, we bet. He taught me how to gamble. He used to be my bookie. He taught me how to play the ponies, Frank.
49er, yeah.
Had to teach these guys money lines and half points, man. It was a tough task.
Are you ashamed of the better you made out of Guru?
Yeah, I might have to take that hit, man.
What kind of question is that? And Frankie, be careful, man. Oh, man.
Let me ask you this about Guru. Yeah. If I were to ask you, how many Guru stories do you think you have?
What would
you put the number at?
It's easily in 100 off the top of my head. If I sat down and wrote them down and gave you some time, I mean, be here for a while.
All right. Can you give me one story about Guru that makes you appreciate him, and then maybe one where you didn't appreciate him so much?
All right. So, hey, he's a talker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was at my house when TVs were about $2,000, and he's watching a game at my house, and he notices the pixel. There's one pixel out, and he notices it, right? So I can't call in and complain. So I get him on the phone. Next thing I know, I got 2 weeks later, I got a check for $1,700. And to this day, that TV's still in my living room working. That's Guru talking right there.
Oh, man.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That's my dude, man.
All right. What about, I don't know, was that, you appreciated that or not? I can't
remember. Yeah, we got him a new TV.
Definitely appreciated that. I still got that TV.
That's...
I'm thinking about it. What did I do? You know, he's there for you. So, I mean, it's tough to come on. We can't appreciate him. But I'm going to go back to the 92 NFC Championship game.
Man.
I got Guru a press pass. I'm working the press box for the Niners. And that's the you got to like them Cowboys game by Jimmy Johnson. So Guru's on the field. I mean, we're watching Young go deep for a 63-yard touchdown. We're standing in the end zone and gets called back.
Guy McIntyre holding. Yeah.
But, you know, he's there with my pops, and they win the game. I don't know if I ever got a thank you from that. Now that I think back on that.
Oh, Frank, wow.
So you had a press pass?
Yeah, he got me one.
So you were cheering on the sidelines?
I was in the press box.
Oh, cheering in the press box?
And it was bad weather that day, and it looked like it was going to go bad. But when it was over, he still had to work. So I was the last one in the stadium. True story. It's raining in the Bay at Candlestick, and I'm at the top, the last seat in the house, in my cowboy parker looking like... God, it loves me. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, real quick. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
I got a story for him.
So you're in Disneyland. So I didn't know you had small kids.
I don't. I have 20-year-olds. I got a 26 and a 23-year-old. I've been bringing him here their whole lives.
What?
I'm sitting here in a Mickey Mouse Club t-shirt.
His family loves Disneyland. Patty, too.
So we got three adults down at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, last thing
for
me.
You know, that's controversial, 49er.
Frankie. Frankie used to throw house parties, man. He had the cable, the boxes before the boxes.
Yeah.
Remember Steve Young and the Niners were up 23-0 at Arizona, and Jake Plummer brought him back, and it's just me and Frankie at his house. His parents are gone. Evan, I hear a noise. Frankie breaks the coat rack at the house.
The coat rack in the hallway.
And I looked at him, and I didn't say anything because I knew he was hot. And I said, that's a fan. Right? But they had lost. I said, that's my dude. I love you, man.
That coat rack became kindling.
I appreciate this.
Hey, what do you got? What's it called? Matterhorn? You going to hit the Matterhorn?
I'm sitting under the Matterhorn, and believe it or not, it's not working. It looks like they're testing it.
Stay away.
Like Matterhorn. I don't need the chiropractic adjustment anyway. So.
Oh, you're not going to? Oh, I like the Matterhorn. That's pretty cool. Now, have a good time. Hey, 49er Frank.
Right, you're the man,
thanks for
baby.
Calling
thanks,
in.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Have a great time down there with your family. All right.
That's
49er
man.
Frankie.
That's my dude.
From Disneyland.
Yeah.
Good
Why'd
for
you
him.
Have to rub it in that they're all this fam? They're into Disneyland. Like, they're all older.
Yeah, no, I said that's great. At the end, I said.
Not weird, because adults enjoy it.
Happiest place on earth.
They say that.
It's pretty fun. It is.
Have you been as an adult?
Yeah.
What's it like?
I thought it was great. Obviously, went with the kids. I'm trying to think if the family would go there now with everybody in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess I'd do that.
Have you been to one in Florida? They say the real one because they have as well.
Oh, Disney World?
Yeah,
I went in high school. That place was off the chain.
I have not been.
Now, you know that whole thing about like adults who go to Disneyland. You know, sometimes people think that's weird.
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, I don't. It's fine. I don't care.
Well, you questioned him like
I thought
it was weird.
You know, it was just a shtick.
Ripped him.
That was just shtick. You know who else does it? Our old friend Kyle Madsen.
You're right. Kyle Madsen
loves going down with his wife.
That's a great pool.
That's fine. Hey, to each his own.
But we can admit Mickey Mouse, like, he's LeBron right now. Like, he ain't doing much on TV,
Well, like he's old and on his way out.
I don't think he's put out a new movie in a while.
That's how I guess I'm saying.
Well, Goofy was in here the other week, and you guys didn't want to go say hello to him.
How weird was that? Lucas, he doesn't talk. Or did that Goofy talk?
Well, he's a Disney character.
Yeah, you can't. Mascots should not be able to talk.
Were we going to say, hey, I'm Guru and this is Steiny?
I don't know what they wanted us
That's
to do.
That's why I wasn't a part of it.
That was on all Mount Bad Idea more.
Well, so Lucas, he said that there's something, it's like someone who's afraid of mascots, like a fear of mascots. It's a medical term.
Oh, I'm afraid of
rats. And he has it.
Wow.
I don't get it.
That's shtick.
No,
I take it from a guy who knows shtick.
No, this guy hates like Oski the Bear, like Cal.
You talking
about
Lucas?
Yes, like he cannot stand Oski the Bear.
I want to come in and
you know what that means.
Give me a costume.
We
got to
bring them all in.
I think that means 95.7 The Game needs a mascot.
Oh man,
Pods.
What is that?
Masclophobia. It's a real thing, according to AI.
Wow.
Right.
I don't have it.
Let's go to Caleb.
Caleb's
in Livermore. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
What up?
What's
hey,
up?
Friday, huh?
Yes, you know sir. It.
Yep.
Hey, Goo, man.
What's up, Caleb? You my guy, man.
hey, Stoddy, man. This is for everybody here. So yesterday, I was watching some back of your guys' episode yesterday on YouTube. Dude, what in your mind said, man, you want Barry Bonds to be the manager of the
I think he could do the job, Caleb. Dude, that's all.
Hey, whenever Evan has a chance, he has to play that. That was the most. That literally, I was on the floor dying for 20 minutes, bro.
Now real quick, what's so funny about it?
You know
though.
What's funny.
No, because Barry's listening, because Caleb.
It was just the reaction. It was funny seeing Steiny too. Steiny looked at you like, right. "Are you serious?"
Well, that's always funny. But what you got, baby?
Yeah, I had to do that for you. But you know, shout out to Goo Appreciation Day. But look, can we do a final once and for all Kuminga take? Like, can we just look, man? Jonathan Kuminga will probably not be back with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. At the end of the day, he's an extremely talented basketball player. I think he is no doubt a guy who has all-star teams in his near future. But we see it with a lot of young guys. Sometimes it just doesn't fit on a specific team. And it happens. Like, there's no problem with it. You know, at the end of the day, like, clearly Kuminga just doesn't fit with this Warriors team. And I think it'd be good for them just to find a team where he can excel and prosper at, and the Warriors can get something back that helps them compete now.
Hey, Caleb, before we let you go on this Payday Friday, when you say it doesn't fit, I think of nuts and bolts, but why doesn't he fit? That's not a good enough. That's on everybody. He's got some talent. Make him fit. Why doesn't he fit? I can't, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That's what hurts,
like,
man.
Let's be real. No, I hear you. So, like, when look at the Warriors, right? Like, everyone has to fit into the Steph Curry universe. It's Jimmy Butler has talked about it. And it's like Kuminga's one of those guys where we've seen him in moments do the dirty work. We've seen him in moments where he fits into that system. But Kuminga is a guy, you have to give him the ball and let him work. Like, in the Warriors system, you have to be able to screen and roll. You have to be able to off-ball screen. Like, you have to do a lot of things in that system where Kuminga, I think at this point in his career, he wants to be a guy where, hey, let me work, let me cook. I don't think he's going to be able to do that here in Golden State.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
Still frustrating, though, Steiny. Alnetta Harrison on the YouTube chat. My son doesn't like clowns. I get that. Phobia clowns.
I think that does have a name.
Clown?
Yeah, something like that.
Anything you are scares you like rats from both rats. Of us.
I can't stand rats.
I just
get coulrophobia is the fear of clowns.
Yeah, that's a real one.
So no circus for Alnetta and her son.
All right, I see Doug, Jonathan, Christian. I'm going to get to Christian on the other side for sure. I see Bobby. Christian thinks the Warriors are going to be fine in 2 years. That's a tease, people.
Please, I can't wait.
Hey, it's our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout. The last prize our show will give out is a Warriors prize pack that includes a hat, T-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 today to learn how you can win, and that segment brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And I'm wondering,
Stoney, my TV messing up this Best Buy calling me. You just talk. Let me answer because I got to tell Amia's at the house. I swear.
You got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, I swear.
I told you the boss doesn't like when you make personal calls during the show. Or
now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Dude, you got Warrior fans on.
All right, I'll text her, but yeah, we need you. All right, bye. Yeah.
Oh, man. I wouldn't play the Melvin sound for the boss. He got a kick out of it.
So, why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Do what?
To the wonderful Mia. You call her during the break and you put her on speakerphone and I can hear your entire conversation.
Okay.
And she said something that was just so funny and it went over your head, but I couldn't stop laughing. Guru says to Mia, are you still at the house? And Mia says, yes, I'm still at the house. Why? And he goes, well, I thought you said you were leaving early. And she said, I am, but I haven't left yet. And then she goes, well, where are you today? And Goo goes, I'm at work. And Mia goes, I thought you were taking the day off.
It's a schedule. Evan, next Friday I'm off. So she thought that was, like, I don't get the laughter on this. She had the days mixed up. But can I read you something?
Of course.
You met him. He'll be at the Union Reunion.
Relford?
No, Red Silk Basie. Okay. He's undecided. This is his text. Ain't nobody winning nothing with the Dubs. It's over, Goo. It's over. Jimmy ain't no all-star anymore. And Jimmy and Draymond contracts are both definitely bad.
Who's this guy?
Silk Basie, you miss.
Silk.
Yep.
My man. He gets it.
So no, you're worried about something that's you're at third base when we're at the plate still. So you Guru, deal with that how you will.
Are you actually
I'm being
telling
real.
Me about worrying?
No, I'm just telling you you're selling fans short for something nobody wants to talk about. Life after Curry.
You know what? I want to talk about it.
Because you still think they got action this year. Because that's the only reason you would go there. You're
Why?
Right. These mishaps and JD and Javi and
Who's JD?
Caleb. JD from our guy. Golden Bear, they called.
Oh,
Lord.
I call him James.
Yeah. But come on, Stoney, it's not over. That's why you got to go until the wheels fall off.
I didn't
off.
Just text. Yeah, that's what they're doing, and that's we'll see where it gets them.
What's their alternative after the mishaps?
Well, it's too late now. That's what I'm saying. It's too late.
But let's be real. Is Moody a bust?
Yes. No, he's not a bust. He's fine.
For where he was
he's
drafted.
He's a seventh man. But he started on this team. And that was why they didn't go past the second round. I know. No, he had a hurt hand. This is the guy I want to get, though. Christian in Fairfield. Christian says they're going to be fine in 2 years. What's up, Christian? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know I'm not missing Guru Appreciation Day. That's like missing money on the floor.
Sweet.
Oh, my man.
Goo, thank you for being unapologetic. Your IQ's 190. You know what I'm saying? You bring the flavor. You sprinkle the show like E40, all of that. So I appreciate that being from the Bay.
My man.
I made it up.
Thank you. So now with the 2 years, who's saying Steph's leaving in 2 years? There's $140 million coming off the books with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
The free agent list in 2027 is everyone's favorite Greek freak. There's Jokic, there's AD, there's Tyler Hero. Then no one's talking about Pods. Everyone poo-poos Pods. In my circle, we look at Pods like he's the next Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson didn't average 12 points until his third year. His first playoff series, he averaged 8 points. He had to learn how to fit in before he could become ISO player, before he could become an all-star. He did the things that Pods doing that Kuminga doesn't. When Baron Davis talks about, why aren't you like Iguodala? Why aren't you being all defensive first team? You can get 20 flying around the court off of alley-oops and screens. You want to just ISO Joe, and you're not him. So in 2 years, with Joe Lacob as the owner and the Valkyries being good already in their first year, I don't see, oh, we're going to be back to, you know, 12 years terrible when Steiny was doing the Warriors, winning 12 games a year. I don't see that. And please stop with Jordan Poole. The man won 33 games in 2 years and got traded for an expiring contract.
Hey, Christian.
No one wants Jordan Poole. He's not going to start on the Pelican.
Who did you – what were the free agents you talked about in 2027? Doncic, Giannis?
Greek Freak.
Yeah.
Jokic, AD, Tyler Hero, Kawhi, but he's 36. There was another big name that are all coming off the books in 2027. Donovan Mitchell. So they're all free agents that year. And now you'll have Pods who averages like 17, and say Steph is like a 2 or 3, he's averaging 17 a game. So you get him for $30 million. Pods will be cheap. You know what I'm saying? Now you build around the guys that come in, and now you keep going. I think that's where it's going to go.
All right, thanks, Christian. Giannis will be 36. AD will be 41.
You guys do know it's 2025, right?
Donovan Mitchell and Luka Doncic.
It's 2025,
if they don't
Stoney.
Win a title in the next 2 years, there's no chance they're coming to a rebuild.
But you do know it's 2025.
And you do know Giannis is already 32.
Wow, man. I'm all about next year, man. Which is right around the corner.
You're in lockstep with with the organization. Yeah. I get it. Doug's in Berkeley. What's up, Doug? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm listening. Hey, I'm doing good. I'm listening to you guys go back and forth.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. Every day is Guru Day. I mean, every day.
Oh, my man.
I mean, come on. I mean, he stirs the pot. You know, I mean, he's the man, Steiny. You're cool. I love your perspective. Don't get me wrong.
It's Goose Day. I'm fine. You know?
But every day is a Goose Day, man. I mean,
see, Doug,
this is my man.
Doug, yeah. Doug, I'm not Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh,
I don't need my own team. I don't need to be the alpha. I'm happy to be a role player.
Oh, man, listen to you.
Vintage, he's the best.
Classic. So just random thoughts, just boom, 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 random thoughts, and you can weave them together because they're just coming to my head. In all this conversation, we appropriately say, you know, how it caters to Steph. We need to take a step back and think about how great this man is, and that's why all of this swirls around him. He is truly unique. Next. He is playing almost as well as he did when he came in, except he's double and triple team now, which he was not, you know, in the first several years of his career for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is we don't have a reliable second shooter like we did when Clay was here to take the pressure off him. So now they can just basically dare anyone else on the court to beat him. And they'll put two guys on Steph automatically and sometimes three. And that's the only reason why you see it. Well, age, you know, a little bit, but that's the main reason why you see a little bit of a fall off in him. He's amazing. Next, Kerr, the great coaches adapt to the players they have.
Mm.
Kerr even made the statement at one point, it seems to have gotten lost, that, you know, when Kuminga was playing well before he got hurt, but we have to find a place for this guy. Whereas everybody's now saying the other statement he made, well, anyway, he can't play with Draymond and, you know, with Jimmy, he just doesn't fit. I'm not buying that. If Kerr is truly a great coach, which we all say he is,
okay,
he's got to be like Pop. He's got to be like the other great coaches who take the players that they have and maximize them. Kuminga is a real talent, and he's gotten better every year in his role, which has been limited. So let's give the kid some credit.
No doubt.
Good stuff, Doug. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the kind words.
Anything there about what he said about great coaches? They find a way, Stoney? I think there's something to it. As much as I love Kerr, I got to tell you, man, what I saw against Minnesota, you can't fit that in. And I'm talking to Steph, Draymond, everybody. You can't fit that in. And I know your boy, our boy, Joe Lacob, Stoney, I still think he's the biggest Kuminga fan. And I think maybe that's what's holding this thing up. He might not be going anywhere because of Lacob.
I mean, you know, you asked the question earlier to a caller. I think it was Caleb. And they were talking about Kuminga. And you actually said to Caleb, why doesn't he fit? Guru,
man.
Have you been present for the last 5 months?
I have.
We've been talking about whether
there's no definitive answer.
Yes, there is.
And if you want to be fair, okay, go ahead. Just remind us.
There are answers to there are reasons he doesn't fit. There are. Because this offense needs players to do certain things. If Steph's going to be playing defensively, they play a certain way that he's not a great help defender. The way they like to play is an open offense. Read and react, that's not quite his strength. They're small, and they'd love for him to play bigger than his size. He doesn't. Those are some of the reasons. Let me put it this way. These are some of the reasons why people think he doesn't fit. Like, I don't mind the fact that he's kind of one-dimensional. And I think of him, he's just a scorer. I think that's what he is. He's a scorer. Well, okay, let's figure out how to use him
right
just as a scorer.
Maybe. And he's not a cone on defense. His body is not lumpy.
But
he's
see,
not dumpy, Stani. He's got, come on now. He's not a bum, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but don't dare tell me he's a stiff at defense.
He's not good. He's not an above, he's a below average defender.
So is that on him?
No, okay.
Or is the team failing him?
You're supposed
to improvements, Donnie.
The coach cannot help you improve defensively.
Well, it's coaches.
You must have the will. Same with rebounding. I mean, I'm just telling you, those are the reasons why people think he doesn't fit. Like, the one they need, if you're going to have Steph Curry, who's going to handle the ball a lot and score a lot, and then you're going to have Jimmy Butler, who handles the ball a lot and scores a lot, whoever the third player is,
right,
he can't just be a scorer.
But what? Okay.
Because the other guys are scoring and they don't excel at a lot else except playmaking. Like, I don't think they're great defenders. So it'd be great if they could put a really good defender, a couple good defenders next to him. But I just think Kerr looks at it as we need more than just a guy who can get us 20 points a game.
Okay, so let me just throw this at you on a payday Friday. Close your eyes. Kuminga leaves Golden State. He's 22. Since you and everybody, our guy just called, want to talk about 26, 27, let's just throw 28 in there. Just from the basketball connoisseur you are, if I told you in 2027, 2028, Jonathan Kuminga has went to a different locale and become an all-star, how surprised would you be?
I'd be pretty surprised. I would be pretty surprised, but I also will say this, that if he's an all-star in 2028, 2029, that's on the Warriors. I mean, because...
See, it's kind of on him now because they can't... Whatever you deem him to be gifted at or he does well...
Well, there's only one thing, kind of. Like, he can score.
But how many guys our NBA teams have? That's almost what you want your sixth man to do. Unless you're deficient in ball handling.
And there's the problem. You just brought up the problem. He does not think in a million years he's a sixth man. Mm. That is an insult to Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, man. This really truly does stink, man, this whole situation.
Let's go. Well, should have seen it coming, everybody. Jonathan's on his way to work.
Our man.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well, but today's not about me. It's all about Goo.
Mm-hmm.
Guru, I just want to shout you out like I do every time I call in. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're one of us. Not that Steiny isn't, but just for those who are saying their appreciation for Goo, he came up through the trenches, okay? He's one of us. My guy had a dream. And he was successful with it. So just appreciate you, Goo. And without any good hero, you got to have his partner. I ain't even going to call you a sidekick. Without Goo, there is no Steiny. Without Steiny, there is no Goo.
My man.
So I just appreciate you both.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, wow.
Dynamic. I wanted to change the record, if I can, Steiny, a little bit off this Kuminga. If you can, please. Sure. I'm with Goo. I want Barry, as much Barry as we can, man. I'm 35 years old, and I grew up with being ridiculed and being, you know, judged for being a Barry fan by others across the water and across the country. Barry this and Barry that. We're not going to slander my guy on the radio. But again, now he's coming back. We had Barry Bonds bobblehead day. I see him, you know, getting in the clubhouse. This is great for Giants baseball. This is our hero coming back, and I'm all for it. As far as coaching, I'm not going to laugh. I don't know what he can bring. I'm like you. The man obviously it can hit the ball like no other. So why can't he coach somebody how to hit it?
Yes,
let's let him do it and fail before we laugh. But anyway, my guys, I just also wanted to shout out Glory and Alameda. They were able to help me get my shoes, the Kobe's, today. They're in giant orange. So I'm going to be rocking those at the ballpark. I just appreciate everybody on this payday Friday, and I'm out.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call.
I didn't even know new Kobe's dropped, Evan.
I thought you had the Vomeros.
Yeah, but those aren't Kobe's.
No, you know, it's one step down.
Man. Oh, a guy Pro Berry manager shoes.
Yeah, you found one. You found one on Goo Appreciation Day.
Stop.
And wasn't he a coach before?
In Miami. It didn't work out. He didn't coach, but.
So it didn't work out.
Go ahead.
Do you really think Barry Bonds wants to manage?
I would love for somebody to ask him. Did you really think Buster Posey wanted to run a team? Checkmate. Think about it. Did we really see that coming from Buster? We thought he was going to do Gary Radnich and ride off into the sunset.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, okay. You got nothing, Stoney?
I got nothing.
Hey, and Melvin's my guy.
Barry Bonds. Hey, Barry Bonds.
Okay,
he's trying to sell the Bay Area that Barry Bonds, A, would be a great manager, B, would get along with the media, and C, has one iota of interest in doing it.
Do you know what his
passion is? Do you know what his passion is?
Riding bikes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But you can have multiple, but Steiny, I've come down Melvin's road, and I'm
just
me
doing
personally.
This.
No, because of he doesn't have a lot of emotion. Okay, I get it. But if you and everybody out there telling me that's not the manager's job, this and that and that and this, so what's the job entail to where you think Barry couldn't be good at it?
He doesn't have a desire to do it.
Take that out of it, because we don't know.
Okay, how many years has he been out of baseball?
A lot.
10?
Not five, not six.
A lot.
Not
and how many years after baseball has he been a part of a team?
But he's played it so long and was so good at it, Stoudy. I'm just saying you don't ever lose. Him talking to Kiper on that Gagne at bat, that I was like, what if that was Ramos?
Guru, if he's been out of baseball for 10 years, don't you think if Barry Bonds said, I'd like to get back into baseball, that he'd get hired? I think he would. So that tells me he doesn't want to.
He was the hitting coach for the Miami Marlins in 2016.
Yeah, that didn't go well. I'm just telling you, I would love to ask him. Maybe when Evan and Risotto are out there, somebody just randomly, hashtag random, hey Barry.
No, he got fired too.
Did they, the F word?
Well, the other one, but.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
I think Buster Posey is my, I got you on that one.
Buster, we didn't Posey see it coming. And Bonds are two different people, I think. But go ahead. But I agree with you. I didn't see it coming to Posey either. I can't lie. Hey, Bobby.
Oh, hey. No, this is Bobby from Mailroom Operations. Hey, listen, I was dismayed to hear that you two didn't get any corporate shout-outs. And I just want to let you know that, you know, me and the guys in the mailroom, we think the world of you.
Bobby. tell them hello,
you,
B.
Thank you for brightening the workspace. And I want to let you know that, you know, the kids up in the accounts payable feel the same way. So I'm not sure why they didn't get our comments. I don't know why them suits on the 25th floor decided not to post them. But you two keep your chin up, all right? We appreciate you.
Right on, man.
Down here. But Guru, this is for real. Because I don't got no life. I've actually gone through this scenario a couple times in my head. If, you know, we've all had to sit and make chit chat with someone that is somewhat unpleasant, you know, you don't really want to talk to them and stuff like that. Kind of like how you have to do that with me, you know, on a weekly basis. But of the six hosts, right, in my mind, I think like you would be the one, Guru, because you have a heart of gold. You'd be the one that would sit there the longest. And as insufferable as that person you were forced to talk to, you would look for the good in that person. You know, you try to find the positive things they'd say, and I just think that's who you are, Guru. You have a heart of gold.
Right on,
you know,
man.
Definitely appreciate you.
Right on, man. B, that hit me, man.
Thanks, Bobby. Yeah.
Not perfect, but I try to love hard, man. You're just making a mockery of this Barry Bonds. Like,
just admit you didn't think it through.
No,
like
I didn't
a lot of other
think it
things.
Through, man.
You didn't. It's okay.
Being a hitting
coach.
This
is why we love you. You blurt out anything.
No, stop. It's not fair, but Barry's one of those dudes that's like, I ain't got to pay no dues.
Exactly.
Give me the job. Ask him, give me the head honcho job. I could do it. And I was just comparing Melvin, not dissing Bo Mel, because that's my guy. But Stoney, what's Melvin doing that Barry couldn't do? You think
he's
knows more?
He's traveling
he
with
more,
a team.
I'm just asking.
He's
you,
talking to
do
the
you
media
think he
twice
knows
a
more
day.
Baseball than Barry Bonds.
Yes,
that's what
I actually
at.
Do.
No, I don't.
I think
don't.
Bob Melvin knows more baseball than
I
Bonds.
I
think
don't.
Bonds knows more about hitting.
I think I know who could get you out of a slump and be your manager / hitting coach and life coach on a baseball diamond.
You think Barry Bonds knows the personnel of other teams like Bob Melvin?
No, that's the last on my list. Hell, you talking about personnel on another team? And I'm talking about getting guys to be the best version of themselves and why you're not hitting that slider.
So Barry Bonds wouldn't put out a scouting report on a pitcher.
Stoney, analytics, computers do all that. You keep
you're
telling me
telling
what? No, I'm telling you that you've been telling me it's not Melvin's job. Okay, so what's Barry really deficient at? Outside of not wanting a gig, don't tell me Melvin knows more baseball than Barry. Let's call that equal for all the managers.
Okay.
This is an all-time great.
So this doesn't matter.
Tell me.
Hey, Barry Bonds, give me the batting order of the Arizona Diamondbacks right now. He couldn't do it. Melvin could. And Melvin could tell you something about each player and how they're going to attack him. Secondly is...
Scotty, those are
he's
reports
not a people
that are
person
generated
either.
Now, though, that you go over collectively. See, that's where I think that was the old Barry, Scotty. He's not a people person. You really, like, dude, I'm just saying.
He's a people person now. Wait till he gets back with the media. Just do me a favor. It's 140.
No, I know it's far-fetched.
It's 140.
It's 1240.
It's
1-5. Like, why? Yeah, where's Dimsy Grandy?
Never mind.
What's bugging you? Coming up at 2:00.
I'm in such a good mood. This is going to be a hard one. It's my day,
and that's why I'm not. That's why.
But that's Scotty, why, just think, I understand it's far-fetched, but just don't tell me dude couldn't do it if he wanted to. That's all. The older I get, Stoney, I think the more, and this goes to Kerr and Kuminga. We know Kerr's accomplished.
Yeah, Bonds could get the most out of Kuminga. No,
but I'm just wondering, it's about communication.
And he's a terrible communicator.
You don't know that. He wasn't doing it when he was breaking down that, and I know it's different than managing. God. He did it with, with Kuiper.
I can't do this.
And I get it's far-fetched, but just let's not say he can't do it. That's all. The dude knows ball.
You know who Barry Bonds is? He's Rick Barry. That's what people think of him.
I used to call radio stations here in the Bay to say be the Warrior coach.
Hey, we got to go. God, hold on. Cougar talk! I need you.
Yeah. I just wonder why that bugs you so much.
What
bugs? And you never met Barry.
Because you don't. I got to get to these questions. Hey, it's time to give away the Warriors prize pack. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, which is actually 20 minutes now, we're going to give you three clues. After that, we're going to play a sounder, and at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for the clues. I'll give them to you right now. And then when you hear the sounder, call in. Clue number one. I was an All-Star six times in my career and won the MVP award in the 1969 All-Star game. Number two, I was born in Mobile, Alabama. Number three, I hit the most home runs in the history of Candlestick Park, and I will be forever memorialized by a feature at the new ballpark. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call in. You're going to hear a sounder soon, and at that point, you call in, give me the right answer, and you got the Warriors prize pack. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.